end number 49. And this year, 2024, with insight and urgency for compassion and gentleness, listen to this sutra, and listen to it not from the idea of your mind, trying to fit what Lhotse is teaching into your human mind, your genetics. Just listen. Listen beyond your understanding, your willfulness, your pride, your vanity. Just listen. The sage has no concern for himself, but makes the concern of others his own. He is good to those who are good. He is also good to those who are not good. That is the virtue of good. He is faithful to people who are faithful. He is also faithful to people who are not faithful. That is the virtue of faithfulness. The sage is one with the world and lives in harmony with it. People turn their eyes and ears to him, and the sage cares for them like his own children. Such a beautiful sutra. And what a beautiful way to end this year. The sage is one with the world and lives in harmony with it. People turn their eyes and ears to him, and the sage cares for them like his own children. What a beautiful. Is this not the way we want to end this world of conflict and fear and hatred that we've been through all during 2024? Many things have changed in our society. We are going to enter into even a deeper experience in the Kali Yuga. But if you have listened to the Tao this year with me and really understood and allowed it to penetrate beyond your ego, your pride, your vanity, the last stanzas will mean a lot. The sage is one with the world and lives in harmony with it. People turn their eyes and ears to him, and the sage cares for them like his own children. There is a profound compassion there. Yes, we live in a very difficult world, and moving against it and fighting against it is not going to change anything. To live in this world, one must have a steadfast compassion, goodness, mercy. If we do not have these things, these elements of spirituality, real mysticism, we cannot be the faithful. What are we faithful to in us? There's a difference between being stubborn and being faithful. The stubborn person lives by their own rules and ideals. Eye for an eye, tooth for the tooth kind of thing. And that's what most people live in. Do you live in that? Do you only care about you, your business, your family, your idea of friendship? What are you faithful to? If I am only faithful to the rigors of my DNA and my genetic nature, I'm going to be very cold and cruel. I will never be able to care for those around me like my own children. There is a beautiful story. It was given to me many years ago. It brings tears to my eyes even just to think about it. And I think about it every day when I'm at hospice or doing something with the kids or doing something that is, shall we say, the concern of others, to be of concern for others and to care about them. There was once a time where there lived a deer in a dense forest. He was called Roo. He had a beautiful golden body with spots that varied like hues and looked like rubies and sapphires, emeralds. His hair was extremely soft and silky. His eyes were sky blue. His hooves were horns that looked chiseled as precious stones. So when he darted in the forest, everyone was charmed. All the more, he was endowed with wisdom. He could converse with humans. Further knowing the cruel and ugly mentality of human beings, which is prone to all kinds of evil deeds, he avoided any encounter with them. He was compassionate to all alike, but still, he avoided the cruel deeds of human beings. Once rambling in the thick forest, he heard a heart-rending cry. Cautiously, when he looked at the direction of the cry, he saw a man being carried away by a powerful gushing stream. The sight of the man in utter distress filled the heart with compassion in Roo. In order to rescue him, he jumped into the water and asked the man to cling to him. The man, instead of clinging to him, jumped on his delicate back in a panic. Nonetheless, the deer, Roo, bore the heavy burden of this man and brought him to safety in the riverbanks. Then he comforted the shivering man with his warm caress until the man regained consciousness. When the man was back to his senses, Rule said to him in a kind voice, "You may now go back to your fellow human beings." Rue took care of this man as though it was his child, his only child. The man needed help. Rue was very much aware of the nature of a human being, how cruel, unkind, selfish, unforgiving they can be, but that didn't stop him from trying to save the man. He did what he could do, and even more, risking his own life. His concerns were beyond his own safety. He had no concern at that moment for himself. His goodness, his virtue was so true that he was faithful to it, no matter what the situation or the condition might have seemed to be. He stayed with it. Do you understand the beauty of this, the rarity of this? This is the means for which we live. in my years of being with people who are leaving their bodies, they require a great deal of mercy. I've learned so much sitting by the deathbed confessions of those who I never met in the world. At first, I was taken aback by it all when I was younger. But as time went on and my practice went deeper, I realized they know not what they do. And to treat a person and do a neener to them simply is not the way of the truth of the light. It would not help. At the end of everything I do with students in session work, I always ask, did this help you? It is very difficult to help people. It's difficult to help you. The way you look at things, your philosophy, how quickly you move and dart into the assumption and presumption modality, thinking that there is a right answer, or that you know what is right and fair and just. I've seen people in my career through many, many arduous difficulties. I have often warned them when they ask me, do you think I should do this? And I would say, no, I don't. I don't think you should be cruel. I don't think you should be withholding. Where is your mercy? Where is your gift? 9 times out of 10, they go their own way. They do the things that do not bring them into harmony. You see, it is all about falling into harmony. Harmony with life. Harmony in the world. Bringing harmony into this world. The harmony that can only happen when you realize your sentient soul. When people are willful, they want their way, their political thoughts, their moral thoughts, as though these presumptions and assumptions were written in stone somewhere. Well, they are not. If you live in harmony with the Tao, you have a compassion that exceeds what most people would think of as their common sense. Common sense meaning my willful mentality. What is my mentality? Rules save this man. Wanted no praise for it. Wanted not for the man to feel that he owed him something. He just said, go back to your fellow human beings. He knew. I say to you, go within. If you need to go back to your human ways, you need to go back to your human ways. There will be consequences and karma for it for sure. But wouldn't it be wiser to fall into harmony with life? And the way we do this is we are not predicated on the idea that we know what good is. We just do goodness because we can. I'll never forget being in the center teaching formally. And after the offering, people would ask me, why should we give? This was in the question and answers. Why should we give? And I said to them, because you can. And then they all laughed uproariously at me. I could have taken that moment after I had done everything I could on a Sunday discourse to try to help them. I could have taken that in offense. But in that moment, everything I had learned at hospice, everything I had learned in my practice came to bring me into harmony. And I realized, they know not what they do. I've been on the cross many times in my lifetime. As a teacher, as a man, as a person, I've done my idiotic things like anybody else, I think. But one thing I never did. I always put the concern of others ahead of my own, my own stupidity. Live in harmony. And when people ask you for help, help them to the nth degree, beyond the concerns of yourself. This is what the story of Rue is all about. This is what the Tao is all about. This is what harmony is all about. This is what virtue is all about. If you are not of this ilk, which you will not find in your human nature, it simply means you haven't gone deep enough. Don't let shame and guilt for the way you have lived your life to be the demeanor of your living. We must exceed our human senses. Number 49 is very, very beautiful. It is a perfect way to end this year. It is about a simple kindness. It is about being consistent in that kindness. It is to let love live you. I could go on and on and on with this, but really, what good would it do? You know the manner of the way. The Buddha taught it. Jesus certainly taught it. Lhasa teaches it. Now it is time for us to live it. We don't need more words in this world. We need the virtue of faithfulness. To be true to the heart, not the human heart, of course, but true to the heart, faithful to it. And no matter what we may go through, no matter what the difficulties are, we live in the faithfulness of a true virtue. I don't want to die thinking that people will think of me as a good teacher or a good person or whatever. When I leave my body, I want to know the virtue of goodness itself. That there was a great goodness in and about me. And the things that I did, if I did them out of great virtue, if I did them caring as though my students and my friends were my children, then I have done well. I am grateful. Most people are not much grateful for their lives, and for a lot of good reasons. This I have known. Before I go, and we meditate together in the last meditation of this year, I want to thank you for listening. Listening to the Tao, listening to me teaching it. I'm deeply touched that you cared enough to put your own concerns of yourself aside and spend 25 minutes with me in discourse, in meditation, in love with one another, in the harmony of each other as it pertains to the Tao. Thank you for your kindness. And now, to meditate together, to meditate in this sutra from Lhotse. With minds free and thoughts gone, the harmony of life becomes evident. We become clear. We become virtuous.